these sex drugs. I want that kind of research to understand more about how the sex drug thing is actually working out in the real world. The research won't be funded by the pharmaceutical industry, but it doesn't need to be. Research is not that expensive to do, really. I'm not an airy-fairy type. Really, I'm not a New Ager. I'm a cold-blooded New Yorker. But talking about these things in the abstract, the way the DSM says, it makes no sense to me. I've never had sexual desire. I have always had desire for somebody, right? Or desire for something. I might have genital tingling, but I then interpret that. I mean, you could like go urinate or you could do something else. You don't say to yourself, I have sexual desire. You know, it's part of me, part of my identity. That's not how I grew up thinking about sex. To me, sex was something where you looked at the other person and you felt a certain way. And if you felt that way when you were alone, yeah, you could masturbate. That's not taboo or anything, but the whole thing was about relatedness. It wasn't about, I have sexual desire. I just don't even get that. All right, so I'm willing to say that I don't get it, but you might get it, fine. Diversity is where we're going here. But there are many ways to look at this. And if there's only one way that's being privileged, you want to ask why. What's behind that? And you want to ask, where is it going to go?
Dr. Leonore Tiefert, giving a keynote address on the medicalization of sex at Simon Fraser University in April of 2011. For more information about the campaign against medicalization of sex, visit the website newviewcampaign.org. To hear this and other WINGS programs again, email wings@wings.org. WINGS thanks all our supporters, including your local community radio station, Suzette Cullen, and Genevieve Vaughn, author of the book Forgiving, A Feminist Criticism of Exchange. The WINGS sound logo is from Libana's album A Circleless Cast. I'm Frieda Worden. This is the Women's International News Gathering Service.
Good morning, this is Disability Justice, an everyday pursuit and survival. Your host, John Griffiths.
And Dina Wilder, board operator.
Welcome, Feng Xian Balthazar, athlete at the 2022 Special Olympics USA Games.
Yep.
Congratulations for winning a silver medal at the Special Olympics USA Games. What event was it that you won your medal in?
The 25 freestyle final, women's.
It sounds like it was quite a trip. I mean, airplanes and everything else like that. What enjoy about your experience and what would you have liked to change?
What I liked about my experience was getting the opportunity to go to these games, because it's a once-in-a-lifetime opportunity to get to go to these games, because these games happen every 4 years and stuff. And I was very proud of how far I came in my journey to get to these games and all my hard work.
While you were there, I mean, did you have to do nothing but focus and concentrate on doing your event? Like, I mean, you had to do nothing but swim? Or did you get any time to, like, go to Disneyland or anything?
We got to go to Disney World. So all the delegates got a day to that when they got to go to Disney World without it interfering with the competition or awards or healthy athletes. So we aquatics and the youth leadership experience got to go to Disney World Magic Kingdom on June 6th, and then we got to go to Animal Kingdom on Thursday. See, I'm wearing some of my gear, John. See?
So is that part of the team outfit?
Or the delegation. This is what they gave us to wear to the send-off celebration on on Thursday, June 2nd.
Ooh, what was it like being on a team?
Life changing?
Yeah, well, okay. So, you know, when I'm asking what was it like being on a team, I mean, did you have to like hand anything off to anybody, like in a relay or anything like that?
No,
or?
That was only for track and field. But the relay, because we got DQ'd during the prelims because somebody went off too early, so we were able to compete in the final heat on Friday. So that was just only for track and field, because when you run the relay, you have to pass the baton to the other person in front of you, like the stick. But that wasn't me. I did swimming in the pool.
If you're participating with a team, does that mean the whole team won silver, or it's just you who won silver?
Just me and my individual event. But in the group event, in the relay, we got fourth place ribbon.
Fourth place ribbon. Oh.
In the relay. So when you do a relay, for example, if your team got silver, everybody gets silver. If your team got gold, everybody gets a gold medal. If your team gets bronze, everyone gets a bronze medal.
Ah, okay.
Yeah, but for your individual events, I got silver in the out of six people in my heat.
Ooh, and just out of curiosity, how life-changing was it?
It was, reality started kicking in when we walked into the stadium opening ceremonies, and that's when reality started kicking in.
Did you start sweating?
It was hot down there, hot and humid, and people got sunburnt. One person had a seizure. Yeah, I did not get sunburnt, thankfully for that.
No, but I mean, did you like get nervous? You know, like were you kind of like anxious or?
No, I was just excited to compete, but anxious who I would be up against. You know what I mean? Because mm-hmm. there was this one girl, and then she competed against herself, and then she got a gold medal. There was nobody in her heat, just her only in the heat.
Oh, wow.
And then she got a gold medal just competing against herself, but nobody else. So from what I saw, there were only two people in the heat once.
But you had to compete against six?
Six? No, I competed against three other girls. One girl was from Minnesota, and the other girl was from a different state. I'm just saying that's how the heats are made. Because when I swim prelims, that's when they put you in your final heat. That is what the results, what your heat would be, your final heat. They put people who are at the similar skill level as you.
Uh-huh. So oh, I see that you got a lot of medals, and I'm kind of like wondering, what was the awards ceremony like? I mean, did you?
So we had to go to ESPN Worldwide Water Sports, and then we had to stage for the awards, and we had to wear our credentials to see if we had to wear these name badges to see our name, so they can see who we are and what our names were, and then that got us through the staging, and it was based on what event you got and what you place in. And then our coach, she took us to the staging area, and then she had to run back up to be in the audience. And then after we got awards, we had to go out the door and take pictures. Yeah.
And you mentioned coach. So was this coach from
Corvallis? Yeah.
No, she came from Corvallis.
Her coach, my swim coach was from Corvallis. But her son went in 2018, and she was able to coach again in 2022. But her son went in 18 to the games.
Okay. If folks want to join Special Olympics, you know, if they want to compete and try and get their own medals, do you have any information on how we would go about or how somebody might go about joining?
They just have to sign up on the Special Olympic Oregon page and fill out a medical form, and then after that, you can choose the sport you want to compete in, and then from there, after you complete your medical form, accuracy, you have to fill it out accurate, and then send it in to your local program coordinator. And then they were, yeah, and then you would be all set to compete in the season.
With all the sports down there and all the stuff that you could have competed in, what made you choose swimming?
Because how I got to go, how they chose me was I got gold at regionals a few years ago, and the women's breaststroke or the women's freestyle, I don't know which one it was either of those, and then they picked my name out of the hat. And then they say, Lucy is going to USA Games. That's how I got chosen to go to nationals.
Oh.
In order to go to nationals, USA Games or World Games, is you have to get a gold medal in one of your events to go. For example, if somebody got gold in track and field or in the shot put, they would be eligible. But they would put the name in the hat and they would pick the name at random, and then if they get to go, they go to World Games. You can go as many times as you want.
Oh.
There were a few. There was his mother and daughter athlete, bocce ball, unified. They went in 18 to the Seattle Games up in 2018, and then they were picked again to go to the ones in Orlando that happened a few weeks ago.
All right.
So you can, there's a chance, not likely or not guaranteed, there's a chance that I might be able to go again, you know what I mean? But it's not guaranteed. It's very, yeah. So you have to get gold, a gold medal in one of your events to go to the next level. The next level after USA Games is World Games, and that's next summer in Berlin, Germany.
Ooh. And then are you going to get to go to Poland, Germany?
Berlin. No, because I did not get a gold medal. In order to go, you have to get a gold medal in one of your events, like track and field, swimming, bowling. But in order to go, you have to get a gold medal, and they put your name in the hat, and they draw your name at random. Yeah. But I don't know if I get, no, but I'm very thankful I got to go to these games. It was a stepping stone to see what it would be like if I did get to go to war. And then the next USA Games will be in Minnesota.
Well, hopefully, you know, next time they come around, hopefully you'll be able to go to Germany.
I don't know, John. No, because I did not get a gold medal. That's what I'm trying to say, is you have to get a gold medal in order to go.
Yeah, but the next time you get to participate, we will keep our fingers crossed and hope that you get the gold medal, and then you get to go to the, you know, the next one up on the, next one.
I don't know, because that's next summer, and I don't know. Because they choose the coaches, and they choose that I get to go to these games. I think going into these games and knowing what to expect is you have to be flexible and stuff, and the unexpected can happen at this game, so you have to be flexible. That's what I learned from going to these games.
That's great.
And going on the Avatar Flight of Passage was not what I wanted to do. Nope.
I'd just like to say thank you for coming in and talking to us today, and you know, telling us about the games. You know, we look forward to talking to you again sometime.
You are listening to KBOO Portland. That completes John's interview with Fengxian Balthazar, an athlete that participated and received a silver medal in the most recent U.S. Games of Special Olympics. If you go to Special Olympics Oregon website, on their events page, they have a lot of virtual events you can do of exercising with a coach online. In person, you could go to the Big Float July 10th on the Willamette River, and there they are going to have a parade, float, beach party, and there will be some tables out there that you can participate in a raffle for Special Olympics. So just some other ways you can get connected with Special Olympics, going to their website, Googling Special Olympics Oregon. Next up, John will be interviewing Sawyer Viola, who has his own YouTube show. If you would like to learn more about the Special Olympics, you can go to Sawyer Viola Show on YouTube and pull up his interview with Marlo Eckert with the Special Olympics Unified Sports. John is going to interview Sawyer now about his show. You are listening to KBOO Portland.
Hi, in the studio today is Sawyer Viola. Hi, Sawyer. I understand you have a YouTube channel.
Yes, I do. It's called The Sawyer Viola Show. The goal of it was I started it to help for neurodiversity people with in the IDD community with neurodiversity.
Yeah, so IDD means intellectually disabled and developmentally disabled. How did you get started creating your show? What was the motivation or inspiration behind starting your show?
So originally, because I watch YouTube a lot, and so originally, the goal was because during the pandemic, I lost a provider due to he had to go back to school just because he couldn't pay state provider and pay his WIT, and so it inspired me to realize that this industry needs a lot of help, and especially the industry that helped me sort of what I'm doing in life. And so I realized that I've decided to get back to it. And so I didn't really know what to do when it comes to that, when it comes to activism. And so I said, one day I just came up with the idea to start a YouTube channel and my provider helps me.
And when you say your provider, exactly who is the provider who's helping you?
So Grace Sessions edits it.
Tell me, tell us a little bit about yourself.
As you all know, I'm Sawyer Viola. Currently, I work at Nike, in a program for manpower, and then I currently compete in Special Olympics Washington for swimming, and I live on my own right now. I go to my pilates every weekend. So a typical day for me is just go to work, swim, come home, eat, sleep, and then do broadcast videos. And that's about it.
Just out of curiosity, how many of the shows have you put out already?
So far, I put out 5 videos.
And are you going to like do one every week or every month or?
So we're going to try to put one out every, we would like to put one out every week, but due to both our schedules, obviously, it's not, we don't have, because she edits it as a provider, she does have all the time. So it's taking a bit while to get the videos uploaded, but once we start getting ground, we hope to do it once a week. So, yeah.
Okay. So you were a PSU graduate. Do you want to say anything about going to Think College?
So I was one of the first people to graduate in the Think College program in the state of Oregon with an intellectual disability. And PSU was so awesome. It taught me my work value. It taught me, in my opinion, it opened up a lot of doors with that diploma, but also helped me realize and open my mind to all this. It gave me self-confidence that I needed to move forward with all this stuff. And at first with the college, I was actually in transition program. And then it came about that they needed somebody who was at the age of 21. And so I just made the cut, but PSU was a great opportunity for me just to learn how to be professional and learn how to grow, and helped me self-confidence wise. That's what I really needed, was self-confidence to step out of my shell.
And I was just also kind of curious, did it give you any education towards doing your YouTube channel?
It helped me, I guess, self-confidence-wise, just to do the YouTube channel. Because beforehand, I was super shy. I was living at home. And so it kind of, so what it did was with the YouTube channel was it helped me make a difference, just because it helped me, like I said, open up and be more comfortable talking to people.
Yeah, I know how sometimes difficult it can be to get in and start a conversation with somebody. It takes a lot of spoons or a lot of energy to sometimes interact with other human beings, especially when you are a person with a disability. What's the purpose and goal for your show? I mean, you know, like, what's the end goal? Or is the goal just to put out as many shows as you can? Or do you actually have some place you want to see it go to?
So eventually, now, obviously right now, we need a lot of people to subscribe and like the channel to help put more videos out, because right now we kind of need to put a lot of videos out. But eventually down the road, the goal is to get in front of politicians, get in front of sponsors and stuff in business to help like make a living wage for providers to live in, help people like us so we have better when it comes to jobs opening up, and when it comes to like with better services that we can have too. So the end goal is to basically help the community out eventually.
So what types of people are you interviewing?
So right now I've interviewed providers, so right now the people I've interviewed like are providers. I interviewed and I also am gonna start to it's right now it's providers, but I'm starting to interview more like businesses when it comes to divorce hiring, and a couple there, but most likely right now to get it started, most likely it's providers and clients have signed up.
And have you thought about like maybe getting a few politicians on your show, you know, a few of the senators and representatives that actually decide some of this stuff? If they got on to, you know, if you were to interview them, you could like maybe pin them down on when they might be raising the wages of caregivers and stuff like that.
Yeah, I would love to interview them, and obviously, let them know what we need. Obviously, I'd love to, but kind of down the line, because like I said, I kind of need a bit of a platform on the channel before I bring in a politician. Yeah, so maybe down the line when I have enough providers and agencies where I can go to them and say, look, this is what needs to get done, sort of start helping us out type of mentality.
So it's really great to have a channel and everything like that, but people are, you know, at least from my program, they're going to want to watch your program, and they're going to want to know how can they watch the Sawyer program, or how can they go to the Sawyer YouTube channel. I mean, do you have any information on that you could let me know right now?
Yes, so you just go to youtube.com and you type in the Sawyer Viola Show, and it should pop up, and it should pop up all five videos on if you want to like or subscribe.
And you also, if I understand it correctly, you also have to hit the bell icon to get noticed when you've got new material up, right?
Yeah, so if you subscribe to the channel, then each time a new show pops up, it will automatically pop up and on your feed, on whatever, on your YouTube, just on YouTube, on your feed, wherever it is, and you'll be like, and you'll see that you'll see the next show on the next channel. So yes, if you click on the you'll see the next video. If you click on the if you subscribe once, you'll see all the videos that we put up in the future.
All right, and just in case, you know, I wouldn't know how to spell Viola. Would you mind spelling it for me?
Viola.
Thank you. Yeah, is there anything else you want to share?
So, I think what you're doing with your radio show is kind of impressive, and it's kind of inspired me to do my YouTube channel. So, just wanted to let you know that kind of off sort of. So,
me and Dina truly do appreciate all compliments. We are completely vulnerable to flattery. And we greatly appreciate it. You know, we greatly appreciate you coming on and, like, you know, becoming a part of our show. And yeah, we also appreciate the fact that, you know, more people are joining us in our advocacy efforts, because it's going to take people like you and me to start putting out this stuff and to, you know, start getting in front of politicians before things ever change. And so, yeah, we really appreciate the fact that you're willing to get out there and take a chance and, you know, tell the world, hey, this is what we need. You know, listen to us. Come hear our words and stuff like that. So, yeah, we really appreciate you putting out a Sawyer show on YouTube. So thanks for that as well. Hope to, you know, talk to you again sometime soon.
You have been listening to KBOO Portland Disability Justice and Everyday Pursuit in Survival. We are on air every first Friday of the month from 9:30 to 10. And John Griffiths, the host, interviews a number of people in the disability community. If you are part of the intellectual developmental disability community, we want to invite you to go to a Facebook page. There are two Facebook pages that might be helpful for you. One is Activities with Everyone, and that is where you can find all kinds of activities in the community that are free or inexpensive that are posted and suggested. You need to get approval to be part of this page, so go ahead and join, and the administrators will determine if you are a good fit for joining the Activities with Everyone page. Another Facebook page is Self-Advocates Taking Action, Self-Advocates Without a Hyphen. Go to that Facebook page, and there you will find all kinds of advocacy events and actions. We also want to suggest that you go to kboo.fm's website, and you can find any of our shows listed on the Disability Justice page. You could just Google KBOO Disability Justice, and there you will be linked to all of the previous shows that we've had. Because KBOO helps us in so many ways, we highly recommend that when you go to kboo.fm, you click on the red donate button at the top of the page and give what you can, because they help give voices to all of us out there in the community who are willing to speak up and speak out.
That's the end of Disability Justice. Since we cannot be fully aware of everybody's difficulties within the community, we would really like it if you would send us your email, disabilityjustice@kboo.org.
Also, we're always looking for fun, inexpensive things to do out in the community. Go to disabilityjustice@kboo.org to contact us and give us your ideas.
What do we mean when we talk about personality? What is your personality? It is the way you get along with other people around you and with your changing environment. You want certain things from other people. The way to go about getting those things reveals your personality. Your personality is the way you affect other people. Think about that. The way you affect other people. another part of personality is the way other people affect you. And if other people have a bad effect on you, you feel pretty strange. You might even feel uncomfortable.